One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Our Team Human Patreon subscribers get our bonus episodes on off weeks. And this is a sneak preview from the bonus episode of me speaking with David Lynch in 1987. If you want to hear the whole thing, become a Patreon subscriber by going to teamhuman.fm or patreon.com/teamhuman. Come in at any level, even $2 a month, and you'll get access to our bonus episodes as well as free stuff, access to our Discord channel, and invitations to our special live events. And it's fun. Support the show. And it sounds better.
You know, in order to, in my mind, to be a director, you have to, and there's 10 different elements to make a picture, you have to direct all those 10 elements. If one of them is in charge, if someone else is in charge of one of them, then the whole thing won't hold together so good, chances are. And something will stick out, and it won't have this unifying glue, which makes the final thing, you know, magical. And so you stay with everybody, and you go around and you make sure that everything is in a certain way that it has to be.
What was it like to get an Oscar nomination?
But I gotta say one more thing. That's not to say that no one knows what they're doing except me. I've said before, like, the director's like a filter. This stuff just goes through, you know, it's like, Fred may say, how about if we do this or do this or do this? Or an actress may say, how about if I do this or do this or do this? It comes through, and certain things don't seem right, and others do. And you let them know the ones that are right, or if they're not doing something properly, then you tune into the same material, and you say this and this and this and this and this in every case, and the thing just holds together. But lots of people had a lot of input, but some of it was used, and some of it, you know, wasn't, if you know what I mean.
I mean, you sit ahead of time with your DP and discuss how you're going to lay out the shot.
Yeah, but you can sit all you want ahead of time. But when you actually get there, there's a whole new set of things because you see it right in front of you. And you know, the stuff that we talked about before, in general terms, some of it holds. But when it's very specific, you know, and you start seeing things showing up in dailies, then you really can tell if you're on the right track or not. And you can adjust, hopefully.
Do you go to films then with a vision of a kind of what the texture of this film, what the world of this film is going to look like?
Yeah, you have even if I'm reading somebody else's script, you feel a mood, hopefully, or you see things, you picture things, and something comes through. And if it moves you, if it's powerful, you try to recreate those things on film, and you tell them, you know, what you felt. You tell them how you see it, and then maybe you see something happen, an accident or some little thing, and you say that is even more even more, right? And then you use that, you add that on, and pretty soon you sort of sink into a thing, and it all comes, more and more ideas come up, and it really are cooking. That can be, you know, broken if people are against you, or if there's egos, or, you know, or kind of like too much pressure. But if you're allowed to be free, those things can happen, and it's very good.
So I found there's kind of almost a numb, dead space between your own image of what you want something to look like, or what you think the place, this world is going to look like when you shoot, and then you get back to dailies and you see, oh, that's what the world of this film looks like. And sometimes you're pleasantly surprised, but...
Well, now, there's a thing that happens. That happens for the first two or three times you see dailies. Then, when you look at the set with your naked eyes, you will see what they will look like in the dailies. Because now you know that yellow doesn't look like that yellow. It's a little bit, you know, this way. Or that light is going to, that shadow is going to disappear completely. I always look through this, you know, this glass, and you can tell exactly what it's going to look like on the film, you know. Absolutely. And you can, if Fred says, well, this will be this way, you can say, no, it won't, you know. And you can argue with him. Maybe he'll, you know, be right. Maybe he'll pump a little more light in there or something, you know. But, you know what I mean? It gets closer and closer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't really know, because I've only shot those in six or seven days at a time to get everything back at once.
It doesn't come together, man.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.